every day that passes without me saying something and publishing it about what the Israeli government is doing via its military, every day that I don't say anything about it, I feel angry. Angry with myself, because I keep remembering that I'm not leaving my grandchildren any evidence that I cared about what I regard as the massacre of Palestinians and the starving to death of Palestinians by the Israeli government. I've barely said anything at all, and I think what I'm going to do from now on, because I've had enough at being angry towards myself, inside me are feelings of horror at the way in which the Israeli government has taken revenge on the Palestinian people in Gaza for what happened to Israeli people. The type of revenge, the extraordinarily powerful form of revenge, is beyond my sense of decent humanity to comprehend. So much so that I am convinced that the government of Israel has got itself into a position where it's out of control, where it only knows one action that it can authorize, and that is extermination. Extermination of people who are not soldiers, people who have never fired a gun in their life against Israeli people. The whole situation horrifies me, and one of the reasons it particularly horrifies me is that it completely offends the sense of being pro-Israel that I must confess I have had for an awful lot of my life, including the feeling that I have had and the belief and the standard that I've had that the state of Israel deserves to exist, that it has the right to exist or deserves the right to exist. Now, I, after what has been happening, I no longer have feelings that the government of Israel deserves to be given credit for anything at all. Blocking the arrival of food to starving people, sending missiles and bombs and God knows what else into blocks of flats. I mean, Gaza really looks like Hiroshima looked like after the atomic bomb was dropped on it. You should have a look at both of them. I saw what Hiroshima looked like when I went to the Peace Memorial Museum in Hiroshima earlier this year. And as I looked at the devastation of the city of Hiroshima, I thought, this looks so like Gaza. It looks so like Gaza. Merciless is what the government of Israel has been. Oh yes, it was absolutely awful that so many Israeli citizens were massacred when Hamas attacked. That was dreadful. But the retribution that has been issued or given is out of all proportion you know this philosophy of an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. Well, this is a whole body for an eye, and the rest of the body's family for an eye. Yes. I suppose I might as well say that I would have understood if what Israel had done in reply to Hamas was to kill a couple of thousand people, was to kill a couple of thousand and do their best to kill members of Hamas, and have stopped. Have stopped. There is a point where it is unreasonable, in my opinion, unethical and horrific not to stop. I think I've said what I have wanted to say so many times since the government of Israel instructed the army to kill as many people as it could. Now, I know that it would be impossible for the government of Israel to come out and make a statement to say, you know, we have instructed our army to kill as many Palestinians as possible, and we're doing quite well. Or else to come out and say, we're preventing the arrival of food to starving people because we also want to teach the Palestinians a lesson by starving them to death. No. Israel, it's understandable that Israel should come out and say, the United Nations is exaggerating. Everybody is exaggerating the scale of the death toll, the number of people who are being killed and houses blown up. And you'd expect the government of Israel to say that everybody is exaggerating. I don't even believe they believe it themselves. Anyway, I have no proof. Just as I don't think the government of Israel has proof. It's awful. It's terrible. And it has sullied my feelings for the state of Israel. So much that I don't know whether I will ever feel that I've got over the anger that I feel towards the government in Israel. And you know, I don't even know what it would be fair to say about the opposition parties in Israel, about the public and the way in which, the extent to which they have demonstrated against the war, because I don't know enough. And I believe, I can't prove, myself alone prove, that there isn't a free press in Israel. There isn't free social media in Israel. The public in Israel have precious little accurate information about what's really going on. Yeah, that's where I stand. And I feel right now as if I'm going to talk about the developments that take place day by day from now on. Yeah, that's how I feel. and that's how I'm likely to behave. And I hope that you will be in solidarity.